Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. Welcome back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and very grateful to be with everyone here. And again, on another very beautiful day, the weather's been amazing. And today, ACC News brings to the world really another amazing and wonderful guest with, again, another truly inspiring story. We have with us holistic nutritionist Jessica Derry, and she is the founder of Answers of Within. Now, to anybody out there that's tuning in today that feel that perhaps that they themselves or know someone else that has really reached or feels like they have reached the lowest point in their lives. For the people out there that feel so lost, they feel lost to the point that they can't really find a way back to themselves. If any of this sounds remotely familiar, again, please grab a seat no matter where you are. If you're in the car, please turn the volume up. If you're on the in the bus station right now, please find somewhere to sit down and take out 30 minutes, because, again, the special guest that we have with us today, Jessica Derry, she may possibly give you information that may change your life or perhaps the life of a loved one forever. Now, it is now the 12th of March. I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today or any one of our segments at all, they are all permanently archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And we're also a part of social media, as I always say, just about everyone is now. And we're on Facebook. I know about half of the world is on there now, so you can find us on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. We are also on the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, to anybody that's tuning into our show from another platform, if you've seen us on one of probably our sister sites or even on a press release, please feel free to send us an email and let us know where you did hear from us as well. Now, getting back to what I was touching on earlier, for life, for all of us, again, it comes down to balancing a few things. Mind, body, you know, spirit, some people refer to it as soul. And it's essential for growth for all human beings. But in the end, it's very difficult. Maintaining positivity is equally important, but also equally challenging as life continues to really thrust these different damaging experiences onto us. And now, for everyone out there that may not believe this or may not realize this, I'll let you know right now. Outside perspectives can provide a world of difference to those who feel lost, who feel out of sync, or perhaps off the path that they truly desire. For the people out there that are stuck in the trenches, stuck in a dark place, there are actually people out there that has been there through some of these similar experiences, that have been through these trenches, and they found a way out. They've managed to find a way to escape, and they are willing to come back into these trenches and help guide you out. And even at our lowest point, anyone and everyone can bounce back and achieve greatness. This is all of us. Make no doubt about this. Now, coach and psychiatric nurse practitioner Jessica Derry, she has the knowledge to assist people in attaining the balance that they need in finding the success that they deserve. She can help you out of these trenches. And as everyone that's aware, every guest on our show, ACC Global News, we bring to you people that has actually been in the trenches, people that have actually experienced these different situations and have been able to make it. So Jessica herself, she's no stranger to struggle and disappointment. She endured hardships, even including finding herself homeless while pregnant during her teenage years. An incredible story that she'll actually touch on in a few minutes. But again, while many could have accepted defeat, Jessica chose to overcome and persevere. Jessica found a way out of the trenches. She survived. She found a way to reach the light from the darkness she was in. So throughout, again, her early life, while unstable at times, Jessica always felt compelled to help others. She went on to earn degrees in nursing and psychiatry. What Jessica's done is really set out a glorious journey to share her experiences and knowledge to everyone else in need. So, everyone, I really want you to get a perspective at what she is doing. She is now dedicating her life to go into the dark world that many people are in. She's willing to go into your world for you out of that dark place. A truly incredible person. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you holistic nutritionist, founder of Answers of Within, Miss Jessica Derry. How are you doing on this wonderful day today, Jessica?
I am good, Matthew. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, well, we are very happy to have you on here today and really to give you an opportunity to share not only your practice, but also your personal story with everyone around the world. So before anything, Jessica, to the people that don't know who you are, can you please share with the world who exactly is Jessica Derry?
You know, that's a good question. I am always learning more about myself each and every day and finding out new things that I didn't even realize from, you know, the day before. I think, you know, right now where I'm at in my position, I am, first of all, you know, a daughter, mother, wife, sister. You know, I have all those roles. But then I am also a caregiver, like you mentioned in that introduction. I am, you know, I've been through my journey and really learned that I am a caring individual that wants to create and stimulate positive change in our world and promote wellness in other people.
And as I touched on actually earlier on, you have an incredible journey that's really led you to where you are here today. Can you please share that journey with the audience?
Oh, for sure. excuse me. So, you know, I don't always look at my journey as being traumatic. You know, I look at it as a lesson that life has really taught me to get me to where I'm at. And the beginning of that, you know, that journey and that lesson, I was young. I was 17, pregnant. My parents had recently got divorced, and in that stress of everything, found myself to be homeless. And at that point in time, had to drop out of school because I could not afford to stay in a hotel to continue school. And I didn't know the resources that were out there and available, and I really didn't have a lot of support to help me in that position that I was in. But during that journey, I was also in a very abusive relationship, and that that whole time gave me that ability to really see that this is not how I wanted my life to be, and that I wanted to be better. I wanted to offer my child a better environment. I wanted to strive more and work harder to get out of that position that I was in.
And how did your experience of actually being, again, temporarily homeless at one point actually give you the drive to move forward? Because, again, so many people, they fall into a deeper hole. How did that experience give you the drive?
You know, the one big memory that I have is, you know, I was probably about 6-7 months pregnant, again, 17. I was living in Portland, Oregon at that time, and I was at a bus station making phone calls, trying to figure out where I could go stay, where I could sleep for the night. And I had to stay there because I didn't have anywhere to go. And that memory and that position that I was in, I just knew that this was not my life. This is not where I wanted to be. I needed to be bigger. I needed to be better. I needed to do more, not only for myself, not only for my child, but for people that I always, you know, that I came into contact with. You know, I just knew that's not how my life was going to be. I was not going to settle. And I pushed forward. You know, and I worked hard to get out of that situation. It took me some while, you know, some time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
some setbacks, you know, but I was able to pursue, and just being persistent really kind of pushed me out of that.
And I do know that right now your focus is really on holistic nutrition. But again, you're also a nurse practitioner as well. How do you feel your experience as a nurse practitioner actually really helps you now with your focus being holistic nutrition?
So I never even really considered holistic nutrition. You know, when I first started nursing, it was just caring for other people. And as I transitioned from a nurse to becoming a nurse practitioner, I worked in clinics with people who have serious mental illness. And I saw that there was such a deficit of those just basic essential nutrients that we need for our body to just function on a daily basis. And it really hit me pretty strong when I was like, these clients that I'm working with don't have the resources. They don't have those basic essentials that will promote their wellness, or at least support their health and wellness, you know. And when we don't have that definitely, you know, plays an impact, you know, it plays a role and significantly impacts our mental wellness. You know, we can't deal with stress. We can't, you know, just go through the metabolic processes if we don't have those key nutrients. And so I decided to then pursue my education as a holistic nutrition practitioner to support my education and the tools that I already had to work with my clients and then help them and educate them to support their overall wellness.
And you actually mentioned stress as well a minute ago, and I know that a big part of your practice, again, is removing obstacles. Can you please share with the audience what you really mean by, let's say, removing obstacles?
You know, I think everybody has their own obstacles, you know, and I think everybody, this kind of resonates with everybody. It's maybe the obstacle of being unsure of yourself, you know, not knowing how to make that change, insecurities, you know, all those things that factor into how we care for ourselves, you know, that can place those barriers to us progressing forward. You know, so I like to work with my clients and figure out for each individual, what does that look like for them, and how can we minimize that for them, and how can we, you know, set that obstacle aside, because sometimes we need those obstacles. You know, we have to process them. We have to work through them to then learn and grow and within ourselves, you know, and so that just kind of setting those aside can allow us to, you know, progress forward in our own journey.
And removing those types of obstacles are needed. I personally believe in order to move forward, you must at least somewhat believe in yourself. Now, you do mention nutrition very often. I really wanted to share with the audience, how much has changing your own personal nutrition, how has that really changed your life personally?
Okay. Well, that is a good question, because for me, I cannot, I learned that I cannot teach people if I haven't had this impact to my life as well, right? I just don't feel like it's fair to try to educate people and share knowledge that really didn't resonate with me. I feel like bringing a personal touch to it helps me understand where they are. But for myself, I have at one point, you know, in my late 20s, I was, you know, in close to 200 pounds, just a couple pounds shy away, you know, from that number. And that was really hard for me. And I knew that was not where I wanted to be and how that was impacting my health. And so with my education, and just making, you know, even prior to my education, just making small changes that I kind of understood were important for my health and wellness, you know, those small changes led to those larger changes that I could progress forward and make to get me to where I'm at now. You know, I am now, you know, I've dropped about 50 pounds with those changes.
Congratulations.
So I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know, for me to go through that journey, I can connect with other people who are struggling in that same journey, you know, that weight loss. But also to add to that, I have Hashimoto's, and currently in the last 6 months, I've been dealing with this rash that, you know, is some kind of allergen. And we still haven't figured out what that is, but changing my nutrition to more of that holistic, listening to my body, listening to what I need, incorporating those plant-based foods has really helped my body heal. And so I have been able to independently minimize that rash. And then also my labs for, you know, the autoimmune disorder, Hashimoto's, which so many people suffer from, I've been able to improve those lab values, you know, and so I don't suffer from a lot of those symptoms because of my eating style, because of the way I've changed my nutrition.
So changing your diet actually made a lot of these ailments a lot better.
Yes, yes, definitely. And you have to think, you know, when we're eating, and, you know, in today's society, everything's so quick. You know, we want that quick, easy fix. And we also want that for our meals. And a lot of that quick and easy stuff is processed, you know, foods. And those foods that we introduce into our bodies just fuel that fire of inflammation. And so we have to calm that down, you know, and our daily stress adds to that fuel. You know, we're not necessarily doing the things that we need to that are supporting our overall wellness when we're seeking that convenience. And so for me, it's like, how do I work with clients to have that convenience, but also to alter that in some way so that we can start making those small changes to improve their nutrition so their body can heal itself, because I truly believe that our bodies can heal itself.
And to the people that's actually tuning in out there, because I do notice, Jessica, you do have two focuses, again, one of the removing obstacles and nutrition. And again, really more, one is on the physical body, the other is on the mind. I see that you're tackling both areas. Everyone out there that's tuning in that perhaps may be in a dark place or feel confused, don't feel healthy, to have someone by your side, again, that's been there, been through both situations, and that's willing to help you get through this, there's really no number I can really put on this. It's really almost invaluable to have someone that really cares by your side. I just want everyone tuning in to realize this. Now, Jessica, I know so many people are tuning in and are thinking to themselves, hey, that's me, and that's me, and that sounds very familiar. Who is exactly is your client base? Who do you feel that you can help out there?
So, you know, in my current practice, I work with a lot of different clients, males and females, but I think specifically for the struggles that I've discussed, you know, I think a lot of women really resonate with that because they're so busy with these wide variety of roles that they have to play, you know, as mother, full-time, you know, worker, a spouse, whatever that is for them, you know. We often hold ourselves in this higher level of where we need to be, and we don't give ourselves permission as women to say, okay, I'm caring for everybody else, but I ultimately need to care for myself first. Because if you can't care for yourself first, then you are not going to be able to care for anyone else. And so, you know, I really
absolutely agree with that as well. I'm sorry to continue.
It's hard, you know, to take that step back and to say, okay, I need to be my number one. You know, we always put everyone else first. And so we often, as women, you know, there's a big struggle with weight issues, with depression, with low self-esteem, anxiety, you know, and so that's really my core client base. But I have the ability to work with anyone that is just wanting to make these changes for themselves, because I think especially now in today's age, you know, it's not just women that are taking on these roles, you know, men are also single fathers, you know, having to be that caregiver and also in that mindset of, you know, I have to be the strong person who doesn't get to show emotions, that doesn't get to work on themselves because that shows weakness. And I disagree with that. I think that shows strength to be able to express that. So ultimately I'm, you know, I can work with anybody who struggles with depression, anxiety, weight, self-esteem, you know, and just trying to find out who they are and how they can improve themselves.
And if I'm one of these people and I'm sitting at home and I feel I want to make this change and I reach out to you, or what are the exact services that you can provide to them?
So I make sure that I don't have this set template for each client. You know, I want it to be individualized. And so I meet with a client and then we kind of process and work on what that looks like for them. What is their tools? What's their toolbox going to look like? But the services that I incorporate into the treatment plan for the client, you know, I'm level one certified in ASEP, which is energy psychology. So we work on kind of balancing those meridians, decreasing those energy blocks. Again, I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner, so I do mental health assessments. You know, we can determine, is there an underlying diagnosis that could be causing more of these extreme changes in moods, or that anxiety that is impacting that progression forward, you know, and then other simple things like, you know, that nutrition coaching, guided meditation, and, you know, some of those tools can incorporate, you know, looking at like that balance wheel, like where are these deficits in my life and where do I want to improve? So it's so unique to each individual that it's hard to just throw out all my tools that I can offer, but, you know, definitely we find what fits for that person.
And you are in Arizona. If I'm in New York or I'm in Florida or Texas and I want to reach out to you, how exactly would you hold this session?
So we definitely can support clients with telecommunication. I'm not new to that. I do it throughout my practice. In person is always great, but you know, we are in a day and age where everything's we're all, you know, privy to that technology, so we can utilize that. And so we don't just get limited to the area of where I'm at. I'm able to support those and provide those services in other areas with that wonderful use of the internet and telecommunication.
Yes. And the production department also informed me that you do also have a location that you see clients at in Arizona.
Yes, my office is at Western Skies, in Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay. That is 1206 East Warner Road?
Correct.
Okay. And to everyone that is in the local area of Arizona, she definitely sees clients at that location as well. That is 1206 East Warner Road in Gilbert, Arizona. And again, that is Suite 101D. So if you are in the area or if you want to call and make an appointment to stop by there. That's for everyone local, but for everyone, she is available to help you nationwide. Now, what's really most important, as you explained, Jessica, everybody's fixed, and now everybody wants something quick. A lot of people are wondering, you know, how soon can I get out of this dark place? No, nobody really wants to stay in this area. So how soon can people expect to start seeing some type of results once they start working with you?
So, again, this, you know, is really unique to each individual. But, you know, it's never too late to start working on yourself. And not necessarily are you going to see those drastic changes overnight, but you can see those small minor changes, you know, and depending on what tools we're utilizing, you can really see, especially with like that energy psychology, like a decrease in that anxiety. When it comes to nutrition, it's that journey, but also people have to put forth that effort, you know, and they have to work for themselves. They have to work for their wellness. You know, I used to tell my clients, you know, when things get better, you know, and I've changed that term because not always do things get better. And sometimes we have to work with those struggles and those hard times. But it really is, you know, the effort that you put forth, you know, within yourself, you know, how much work are you putting into your health and your wellness? When you put forth that effort and you strive to be better, you get to see those changes. And if you work hard, they come a lot quicker, you know?
And it's great that you do mention effort. And for so many people, they don't feel like they can either get through that effort or they won't make it. Jessica, what, in your opinion, do you feel are some of the biggest hurdles people face when trying to attain, let's say, proper nutrition or mental health?
Well, you know, I think one of them is finances. I think finances are really hard to find that organic, fresh produce. You know, it can be expensive.
Yes.
To eat pretty clean. And so I think that is one of the challenges. But then what I do is I look for those local resources. Where can we find those resources so you can get produce? You know, I have some for the local area that are amazing. And, you know, I always think that excuses are made to get out of responsibility, you know, and we can definitely put forth a lot of effort to figure out what is going to be those best resources, because not necessarily does specifically the nutrition, you know, making one small change is still making change, you know, and I think often one of the biggest hurdles, you know, is our own self-doubt and insecurities, you know, that, or expectations, you know, that, you know, if I'm making change in my life, I should make this drastic change. And that's not necessarily appropriate. You know, sometimes we just have to make small changes to then see that progression forward, you know? So hurdles,
yes.
Finances, self-doubt, you know, expectations, you know, sometimes we got to let those go and be open to, you know, our options.
Well, Jessica, we do have a little bit over a minute left. If for the people that are tuning in today, where can they go to sign up for one of your programs right away or get more information about you?
They can go to my website, which is www.answerswithinaz.com. There you can book a session with me, and there's my contact information that you can definitely reach out and contact me, and we can kind of, you know, process and see what it is you're looking to change and what you want to improve within yourself so we can, you know, start that journey.
And to everyone out there tuning in, again, I don't want to stress too much on how invaluable it is to have someone by your side that actually will care for your well-being, that will guide you through these very dark places. And again, people that has been there themselves. We have about 30 seconds left. Jessica, do you have any parting words for the audience today?
You know, I just want to say that don't let self-doubt get the best of you. You know, I at one point in time thought that I would never be where I'm at. And looking back, I now know that if you put forth the effort, you can make that change.
greatness is, it's achievable by just about everyone. And we're just about out of time here. I would like to thank everybody for tuning into this special segment today. I would like to thank our very special guest for joining us today, Jessica Derry, and really not only sharing her practice, but also incredible story as well. Thank you very much for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And to our audience out there, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. And I look forward to having you all back with us in the next segment. You all have a great day.